WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
It's another Tusk Talks episode here on 99.9, and with me today is Dee Grossman, the Executive Director of the Tuscarawas County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Well, in case anyone doesn't know, tell me a little bit about what you guys do over there at the Bureau.
So everybody hears the words Convention and Visitors Bureau, and they think, well, we don't have a lot of conventions.
Right.
But that is the official name of the organization. There are 60 of us in the state of Ohio. We are charged with marketing Tuscarawas County to visitors, whatever those visitors are, whether they're tour operators, travel writers, consumers, leisure tour buses, whatever.
Okay, yeah, and you guys have a great website that has a listing of food items and many, many different things happening.
We have a really complete website with everything, and including all of our visitors' guides, our directories, our individual niche directories, restaurants, hotels, bed and breakfasts, attractions, events, the list goes on.
Absolutely. For the Bureau like that and trying to keep up on everything, I bet there's some challenges that comes with trying to run that tourism industry and market the county. What are some of those challenges?
So one of our big challenges always is funding. Mm. We are a separate 501c6. We are a nonprofit organization. We operate on lodging tax revenue, which simply means when visitors come to stay in Tuscarawas County, there is a lodging tax or bed tax added to the room rate of every hotel room. Our challenge in the last few years is that other counties have added so many more product rooms. So Stark County, Holmes County, Carroll County, they've added new product. When visitors come to stay, they really want to stay in the what's new. And for Tuscarawas County, our newest property was built 8 years ago. We have an aging infrastructure. Our budget annually runs between $450,000 and $525,000. We'll be lucky to get $500,000 this year, which seems like a lot of money, but really, when you're paying staff, when you're paying for all the travel shows, all of the advertising, we spend probably $150,000 to nearly $200,000 on advertising and marketing alone.
Wow, that's enormous.
Yeah, it is.
Now, you've been in the industry now for tourism for over 30 years. How has it kind of fluctuated in terms of any trends?
Well, you can't not see trends when you've been in the business for so long. You know, one of the biggest trends, obviously, is the internet and the way in which people purchase their travel. Prior to maybe 10 years ago, people had to go to a travel agency, even just to book a hotel room. But now all of our hotels have websites. You can go directly to them. So a lot of people, more people are doing their research first, making those decisions later. So we always encourage our partners to have good websites as well. It's a very diverse product as well, which is a challenge in itself, because we can't just market ourselves as Amish country. We're everything.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. On opposite ends of the county, you have two different train attractions, one that just recently opened.
Oh, well, we have three different train attractions as well.
Oh, that's true, in the middle.
Yeah, they were the first one. Yeah, then we've got Dennis, and then we've got the Age of Steam. So, and then we've got all of the fall foliage train rides and the Polar Express. You've got that mixture of museum, activity, and learning educational experience.
We're still having that big month here of December. How is tourism kind of going so far this year?
Oh, we've had our ups and downs. Again, I mentioned the lodging tax revenue, so that's kind of flat right now. Again, I think we need maybe a couple of new products. People are not really looking for the cheap, the very inexpensive. They're really looking for the middle. They're looking for someplace with a swimming pool. One of the other trends that we've seen is the multi-generational travel. So grandma will come along with mom and dad and the kids, or the grandmas will take the grandkids. So they're looking for ease of operation, ease of getting in and out of the hotel, ease of getting to the attractions. But they're also looking for something educational to do, something to pull the kids away from the screen.
Now, you mentioned the generation gap. I know you guys are doing a collaboration with several other...
Lots of other.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got Live Tusk, we've got Healthy Tusk, and these are all efforts to, I think, to tell folks locally, more so than visitors, what we have here, because we hear so much about our young people are going to college and then leaving and not coming back because there's, quote unquote, nothing to do.
Right.
But when you start to hear about all the things that we have, then they realize, oh, we have this, oh, we have that. And yet it's a lower cost of living as well. We're also a big place for retirees. We've got really the best of almost all worlds.
And now, is there one thing that maybe you guys are hoping to promote in 2019 or 2020 rather?
Well, we've already begun our marketing plans because we're already behind the eight ball, truly. Yeah. If you want to advertise in, say, April of 2020, you've already got to make that commitment today. So we're already making those commitments, getting our partners to help us with that. We just wrapped up the 2020 visitors guide. That is literally at the printers. We should have that back hopefully within the next week. We have completely changed the format on that. Again, visitors don't want just a listing of stuff. They want to experience. And one of the ways they experience that is through a publication.
And now I know I've talked with you before and several other people at the Visitors Bureau about tour buses. And, you know, that seems to have picked up in the past few years.
Well, tour buses are one of those most visible things that you can see that says, oh, well, we must have visitors here.
Right.
Because when you see visitor cars, you don't really look at their license plate and say, oh, they're from Cleveland or, oh, they're from Pennsylvania. You don't think about that. But a tour bus is big, it's bulky. Yeah, that's one of the more visible evidences of what we're doing. But I think next year you're going to see some more. We're getting the Model T convention back.
Oh.
So we'll have about 200 Model T cars, which again is a really visible.
And again, Tuscarawas County Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director Dee Grossman joining us here for an inside look at why tourism plays an important part to our local area as well as our economy. And if you missed any of this Tus Talks interview or previous ones, head over to WTUZ.com under the podcast section. For WTUZ, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.